10 memorable moments from Trump's State of the Union address. During his record-breaking State of the Union address on February 24, President Donald Trump struck emotional chords as he interacted with fellow Americans. The 47th president stoked American pride as he celebrated gold medal-winning Olympic athletes and showed appreciation for military heroes. He touched hearts when he recognized everyday people who experience triumphs and tragedies, including some in which government policies played a role. And, in characteristic Trump style, the Republican president repeatedly chided Democrats for withholding their applause and remaining seated. Here are some of the most memorable moments from the president's 108-minute speech, the longest State of the Union in recorded U.S. history. Sustained cheering, unity for Team USA. After opening his speech touting the golden age of America and a turnaround for the ages, the president joked that people are complaining that America is winning too much. Then he said, "No, no, no, you're going to win again. You're going to win bigger than ever." He raised his voice dramatically and continued, "To prove that point, here with us tonight is a group of winners who just made the entire nation proud, the men's gold medal Olympic hockey team." Applause, cheers, and whistles filled the House chamber. Chants of USA! USA! Rang out. The outpouring of appreciation continued for about a minute and a half. Noting that many Democrats joined Republicans in a standing ovation for the athletes, Trump commented about the Democrats, "That's the first time I've ever seen them get up." And, actually, not all of them did get up. Trump announced that, with the unanimous agreement of his fellow teammates, goaltender Connor Hellebuyck will soon be awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the nation's highest civilian honor. Hellebuyck's near-perfect defensive play was a key reason for the team's victory over Canada, 2-1 in overtime on February 22, the final day of the 25th Olympic Winter Games. It was the first such victory since the 1980 Olympics. The president also commended the U.S. women's hockey team for winning a gold medal, also in overtime, also against Canada. The women's team had been invited to the State of the Union, too, but team members couldn't overcome scheduling difficulties, a spokesperson said. The president said the women's team would soon be coming to the White House to be recognized for its victory. Trump closed his remarks about the men's team by again congratulating the athletes, adding, "I want to thank you all. What a special job you did. What special champions you are. Rescuer awarded after reuniting with girl he saved." Scott Ruskin, a U.S. Coast Guard rescue swimmer, went on his first-ever rescue mission during July 4 weekend last year and saved 165 people from deadly Texas floodwaters, the president said. One of the girls he rescued, Millie Kate McClymond, was at a summer camp when the water rose 26 feet in a matter of minutes, tragically claiming many, many lives, Trump said. Millie Kate feared she would die, the president said, and prayed to be saved. Those prayers were answered, Trump said, when Ruskin descended from a helicopter above. Nobody knew where he came from. People watched Scott from a distance, and they couldn't believe what they were seeing. The winds were blowing. The rain was pouring, and that rapid water, Trump said. The president announced that Millie Kate and Ruskin were reunited at Trump's speech for the first time since that rescue. The pair, seated next to each other, fist-bumped as the audience cheered and applauded. Then, at Trump's direction, Ruskin was presented with the Legion of Merit Award for extraordinary heroism. Dalila's law proposed to block illegal immigrants from driving commercial vehicles. At age 5, Dalila Coleman was hurt so badly in a wreck, doctors thought she would never be able to walk or talk, Trump said. That was in June 2024, when an 18-wheeler, driven by an illegal immigrant who had received a commercial driver's license, plowed into her stopped car at 60 miles per hour or more with Dalila inside, Trump said. But against all odds, she is now in the first grade, learning to walk, and she's here this evening with her dad, Marcus, a fantastic man, Trump said, asking the two to stand. Her father hoisted the little girl to his shoulder. Father and daughter exchanged kisses on their cheeks as the little girl struggled to wave her hand at the applauding crowd. Noting that most illegal aliens are not proficient in English, the president announced he was calling on Congress to pass the DALLA law. It would prevent any state from granting commercial driver's licenses to illegal immigrants. Trump pointed out that he had just hosted a gathering of angel moms and other Americans whose loved ones were killed by illegal immigrants. The only thing standing between Americans and a wide-open border right now is President Donald J. Trump and our great Republican patriots in Congress, he declared. The president criticized congressional Democrats for cutting off funding to the Department of Homeland Security, which includes the agency responsible for protecting Americans from terrorists and murderers. He called upon Congress to restore funding. He also invited all lawmakers to join his administration in reaffirming a fundamental principle. If you agree with this statement, then stand up and show your support. The first duty of the American government is to protect American citizens, not illegal aliens, the president said. Republicans stood and applauded for nearly 2 minutes, while Democrats remained seated, with several shouting back at him. Trump continued, "I'm also asking you to end deadly sanctuary cities that protect the criminals." He said he also wants Congress to enact serious penalties for public officials who block the removal of criminal aliens, in many cases, drug lords, murderers, all over our country. Gender ideology dispute. When Sage Blair was 14, school officials in Virginia sought to socially transition her to a new gender, treating her as a boy and hiding it from her parents, the president said. She ran away from home. Later, a judge kept her away from her parents because they refused to call her their son, Trump said. Sage was thrown into an all-boys state home and suffered terribly for a long time, Trump said. But today, all of that is behind them, because Sage is a proud and wonderful young woman with a full-ride scholarship to Liberty University. Sage and her mother received a standing ovation. Trump said, "Surely we can all agree, no state can be allowed to rip children from their parents' arms and transition them to a new gender against the parents' will." He called for a nationwide ban of that practice. As mother weeps, Trump proposes tougher laws. Tears streamed down Anna Zarutska's face while the president spoke of the brutal unprovoked attack that killed her daughter, Irina Zarutska. Zarutska, a 23-year-old Ukrainian refugee, was stabbed to death while riding a commuter train in Charlotte, North Carolina, in August 2025, a crime captured on security cameras. The man accused of killing her had been arrested more than a dozen times and was released on no cash bail, Trump said. She had escaped a brutal war only to be slain by a hardened criminal set free to kill in America, Trump said. He told the grieving mother, "I promise you we will ensure justice for your magnificent daughter, Irina." Trump added, "I'm asking this Congress to pass tough legislation to ensure that violent and dangerous repeat offenders are put behind bars, and importantly, that they stay there." Heartbreaking death, miraculous recovery. Speaking to them by their first names, the president recognized Evalia and Gary Beckstrom, parents of Sarah Beckstrom, a National Guard member who was fatally shot in a pre-Thanksgiving ambush last year. The grieving parents stood solemnly to be recognized as the president called their slain daughter a true American patriot who died while defending the nation's capital. But a second National Guard member who was shot in the same incident miraculously survived despite being shot in the head, Trump said. Melody Wolf, the mother of Andrew Wolf, never wavered in her faith that her son would pull through, the president said. Immediately after the shooting, Trump said, the doctors thought that Andrew was gone, but his mother said, "No, no, Mr. President, Andrew will be fine. He's going to make it." He was incredulous that she was so strong and conclusive, despite her son's grave injury. She turned out to be right, Trump said, asking the pair to stand, noting that the guardsman still is working on his recovery. After rising, Melody Wolf gestured to her son from head to toe, presenting him to the audience. He was then awarded the Purple Heart. Injured pilot completed daring mission in Venezuela. when U.S. forces swooped in to capture Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro so he could face criminal charges in the United States, many brave military members worked together under very risky conditions, Trump said. But the deeds of one warrior that night will live forever in the eternal chronicles of military valor, the president said, naming Chief Warrant Officer 5 Eric Slover. The Army pilot steered a huge Chinook helicopter through the night sky toward a heavily guarded military installation in Venezuela. As he prepared to land, enemy machine guns fired from every angle, and Eric was hit very badly in the leg and hip, one bullet after another, Trump said. For gunshots ripped through him, shredding his leg into numerous pieces. Even as he was gushing blood, which was flowing back down the aisle, Slover had to use his legs to control the helicopter. He knew he had to change its position so gunners could return fire, saving the lives of his fellow warriors from what could have been a catastrophic crash deep in enemy territory, Trump said. Finally, Eric told his co-pilot, also wounded, but not as gravely, to take over because he was on the verge of passing out. The success of the entire mission and the lives of his fellow warriors hinged on Eric's ability to take searing pain. It was unbelievable, Trump said. The president summoned Slover and his wife, Amy Slover, to be recognized. The gallery applauded and burst into chants of USA. USA. His wife smiled and tapped her hand over her heart. Her husband stood in full military uniform, holding onto the frame of a walker. Trump asked a general to present Slover with the Medal of Honor, the nation's highest military honor. Slover became the first to receive that award at a State of the Union address. Trump also said that 10 other military members will be receiving medals at a private White House ceremony and Slover will join them. Surprise reunion for former Venezuelan prisoner. U.S. actions bring new hope to those who have suffered so terribly under Maduro, Trump said. Alejandra Gonzalez grew up in a close-knit Venezuelan family, and was especially close to her beloved uncle, Enrique, Trump said, referring to Enrique Marquez, who ran for office and opposed Maduro. Then, Marquez was kidnapped by Maduro security forces and thrown into the regime's really infamous prison in Caracas, Trump said, causing Alejandra to fear for her uncle's life as well as her own. But since the raid, we have worked with the new leadership, and they have ordered the closure of that vile prison and released hundreds of political prisoners already, with more to come, Trump said, before unveiling a surprise. Alejandra, I'm pleased to inform you that not only has your uncle been released, but he is here tonight, Trump said. We brought him over to celebrate his freedom with you in person. The two embraced as the gallery, including some Democrats, applauded. Honors for military vets, ages 99 and 100. A Navy veteran, retired Captain E. Royce Williams, whose legendary heroism was kept under wraps for a half century, basked in a standing ovation after First Lady Melania Trump presented him with the Medal of Honor. He became the second person to receive that medal during a State of the Union speech. He was a legend before this evening, the president said. At his request, the First Lady helped Williams, age 100, rise to his feet. He smiled broadly and waved as the gallery applauded for a full minute. President Trump described Williams's heroics as a fighter pilot in World War II, Korea, and Vietnam. In the skies over Korea in 1952, he was in the dogfight of a lifetime, flying through blizzard conditions, when 7 Soviet fighter planes ambushed Williams's squadron, the president recounted. Despite being massively outnumbered and outgunned, Royce led the takedown of 4 enemy jets and destroyed the others, vanquishing his adversaries, Trump said. Williams's plane took 263 bullets, leaving him seriously hurt. His story was secret for over 50 years. He didn't even want to tell his wife. But the legend grew and grew, the president said. And, at the State of the Union, this brave Navy captain is finally getting the recognition he deserves, Trump said. Trump also recognized George Buddy Taggart, who earned a Purple Heart and other honors for his World War II service in the Army. Taggart, 99, is looking forward to his 100th birthday on July 4, the same day that America will celebrate its 250th birthday.